So we're on the series called Hashtag Follow, second part of the series that we're talking about today. And remember what I said, we're talking about following Jesus because we said to each other that we become like the person that we follow. Unfortunately, in many churches and many people's minds, they got this whole idea of being a disciple and following so wrong. It became some kind of obligation, some kinds of rules and regulations, little tick boxes that we have to tick off. And then we can say, I am a disciple or a follower. It becomes this obligation. But here's the thing. When you look at the disciples, they never felt obliged to follow Jesus. They just wanted to be with Jesus and spend time with him and be in his presence and learn from him. It was never this rule. It was always this relationship, this intimate relationship with Jesus. Because being a disciple, following God, does not mean that I'm doing things for God. Being a disciple means doing things, doing life with God, growing closer and closer and closer to him. And that's where I want to go this morning. Following Jesus means getting close to Jesus. But how do we do that? Let me take you to our scripture passage for the day. Luke chapter 5, verses 1 to 11. One day as Jesus was standing by the Lake of Gennesaret, which is the Sea of Galilee, people were crowding around him and listening to the word of God. He saw at the water's edge two boats left there by the fishermen who were washing their nets. He got into one of the boats, the one belonging to Simon, and asked him to put out a little from shore. Then he sat down and taught the people from the boat. When he'd finished speaking, he said to Simon, "Put out into the deep water and let down the nets for a catch." Simon answered, "Master, we've worked hard all night and haven't caught anything, but because you say so, I will let down the nets." When they had done so, they caught such a large number of fish that their nets began to break. So they signaled their partners in the other boat to come and help them, and they came and filled both boats so full that they began to sink. When Simon Peter saw this, he fell at Jesus' knees and said, "Go away from me, Lord, I'm a sinful man." For he and all his companions were astonished at the catch of fish they had taken. And so were James and John, the sons of Zebedee, Simon's partners. Then Jesus said to Simon, "Don't be afraid. From now on, you will fish for people." So they pulled their boats up on shore, left everything, and followed him. I want you to notice a few things. How do we get close? Getting close to Jesus requires listening. And you will know this from your own relationships. For a relationship to grow, for a relationship to prosper, for a relationship to mature, we need to be able to listen to each other, hear the other one. Because as we listen and as we hear, we start growing and learning about the other person. James said, "My dear friends, you must be slow to speak and fast to listen. God gave you two ears to listen and one mouth to speak. So listen." And the same is true for our relationship with God. We need to sit with God and listen to what God wants to speak into our lives. And when we do that, the most amazing things will happen. When we sit and we listen, it creates this relationship in which I can then say to the Lord, "Lord, I heard this, but I don't know if I'm there yet. Lord, I heard this, but I don't know if I can do this. Lord, can you give me a little more time to listen?" If we want to get close to Jesus, follow him, it all starts with listening. But there's a second requirement to get close to Jesus. Let me take you back to the scripture passage. So we read that Peter and company are out there and they are cleaning the nets after the night, which was a complete failure for them, getting ready to leave that until evening comes again. And as they're around, Jesus comes walking up to them and it's like, "Is that your boat?" "Yep, okay, I'm getting in the boat. Push it out a little bit. I'm going to preach from the boat." Now, can I just stop this for a second and say, usually we'll look at this passage, and I've done with this with you before, from Jesus's perspective. Where it's, they're pushing me into the water. I can't even stand anymore. Too many people. If you put me in the boat, I'm a little away from that. But also my voice will just carry on the water. And it will be way easier to talk to the people. and I have a place where I can sit down and I don't have to stand the whole time. But let me just take you to the other perspective. Peter and the other disciples' perspective, right? They were out on the boats the whole night, trying to fish, working the whole night through. They came back in the morning. They hadn't caught anything. It's been a tiring night. It's been a miserable night. It's been a complete failure. So these guys, they're over. They're done. What they're doing, they're cleaning the boats. They're cleaning the nets so that they can leave it, go home, go rest, and then come back this evening, the next evening, and then come do this all over again. And this is where Jesus walks right in. And he says, let's get in the boat. Let's go out. He doesn't ask permission. He doesn't ask if it inconveniences them. He doesn't ask if it's a little bit of uncomfortable for them right now. It's just, let's get in the boat. Let's go. And there's a second thing we need to know. If we want to get close to Jesus, it will require sometimes being inconvenienced or being made uncomfortable. Just listen to the words that Jesus uses when he calls us to follow him. They're all words of inconvenience and being uncomfortable. He says, follow me. Deny yourself. That's a little inconvenient, would you say? Follow me. Take up your cross. That's a little uncomfortable, don't you think? Follow me. Love your enemies. That's a bit inconvenient. Follow me. Leave your boats behind and leave your life behind. Follow me. You've been with me a whole day. You've been working hard. There's 5,000 people. You feed them. Follow me. I'm going to send you like sheep among the wolves, but don't take anything with you. It's very inconvenient. Not really comfortable. And I know that's really hard for us to hear because we live in a world where we like to be comfortable, where we like our conveniences. But here's the thing. If we decide to follow Jesus and get close to Jesus, it's never going to be convenient and comfortable because the world in which we are going to is not that convenient and comfortable. He's going to confront me with hard truths about myself. He's going to lead me into circumstances that are challenging. He's going to put me with difficult people that are going to challenge my life. But as I grow into this, as I learn to live this, this is when I start maturing in my faith, knowing that I have to depend on Him, get close to Him. It's not up to me, and it's going to be inconvenient and uncomfortable sometimes. And this is where so many people get out of the boat. They're okay to get in the boat. They're okay to sit and listen and maybe even to go fish. But the moment he says, let's make it uncomfortable and inconvenient, they're out of the boat and they're done. But Jesus, he says, get in the boat. I'm going to interrupt your time. I'm going to make this a little uncomfortable. I'm going to take your schedule and mess it up completely. Why? Why? Who was the one who was way busy? Busy with nets and boats and wasn't listening. Do I have to give you the answer? Peter. Getting him out of his schedule, getting him uncomfortable, putting him back in his boat where he didn't want to be, and sitting there with Jesus. Where is he right now? Right next to Jesus. What are we talking about? Following is getting close to Jesus, and getting close to Jesus makes me uncomfortable, and I have to sit there. And what does Peter have to do? He does that first thing that we said. He has to Listen. Following Jesus will take me out of my comfort zone and will inconvenience me. But if I want to get close, that's where I need to go. There's a third thing. Let me take you back to the scripture again. So Jesus sits, preaches, and once he's done, I can see them get ready to get the boats out there, get the anchors up. Right, let's get out. Let's go home. We're done, out of Dodge. And then Jesus says, hold on a bit. What about we set out to the deep sea and let's go catch some fish? Now, I've told you this story before and you should remember this, but let me just refresh your memory again. Now, remember, Peter's kind of saying that to him. You didn't catch fish during the day. You caught fish during the night when they would come up a little higher. The nets they used were nets for the shallow water because they let them down onto the floor and then they would drag them to the shore and then get the fish out there. If you go into the deep water, they won't go right down to the bottom and the fish could escape down the bottom. Jesus says, get out to the deep water. Let's go fish. Now, Peter has done this so many times. For Peter, this is quite counterintuitive. It's day, it's not night, deep sea. Why would we go there? But then there is this moment, and I told you to underline this in verse 5, where there's this biblical but. When Peter says, I don't think this is going to work, but because you say so, I will do it. And here's the third thing that we need to do to get close to Jesus. The first thing we needed to do, we need to listen. The second thing that is required of us is to be able to be inconvenienced and be uncomfortable. And the third thing that we are required to get close to Jesus is to try it Jesus' way. Jesus is not asking Peter to do something new. Peter has done this a gazillion times. But this time, Jesus says to Peter, I know you've done it a gazillion times your way. How about, Peter, we try it my way? To get close to Jesus, we have to try it his way. Can we do that? When I have to deal with that person who hurt me so deeply, can I work with that person Jesus' way? If someone has messed up so badly, can we deal with them Jesus' way? When I'm with a group of people and all of a sudden they start bad-mouthing someone or gossiping about someone, can I deal with it Jesus' way and remove myself and just get out of that? When I get into this difficult situation at work or with family and I just want to put my will in there and just take it over and don't care about anyone else, can I stop that and do it Jesus' way? Because if I want to get close to Jesus, I have to try it his way. Because he wants to be part of my day-to-day life. When I'm fishing, when I'm in the boat, when I'm washing the nets, when I'm at home. He just wants to be part of that. See, he's not asking to let everything go and not do anything. He's saying, live your life. But living your life close to me. I'm going to ask you to try it my way. And here's the thing. I want you to hear this. If we are prepared to give Jesus a try and give Jesus' way a try, the most amazing things will happen. Your life will be profoundly different. Everything will be profoundly different. Just look at what happened for the disciples. When Peter said, I'll give it a try, Those boats were so full that they were going to sink. But the most amazing thing is what happens to Peter. When he sees this happen and experiences this, Peter's first reaction is, Lord, I can't even be in the same boat with you. I'm so scared now. And I think I should get out of the boat and not be with you. Because often that's our first reaction is, let me get away. But we're talking about following means getting closer to Jesus. Did you see Jesus' reaction to that? Peter, this is nothing. If you thought catching fish in the middle of the day and these nets overflowing and these boats wanting to capsize because of all the fish in them, you have no idea what I have in store for you if you start following me, if you listen to me. If you're prepared to be inconvenienced as you were, if you are prepared to try with me and you get closer to me, Peter, can I tell you what you're going to do? You're not going to be catching fish, my friend. You're going to be fishing. If only I'm prepared to give Jesus a try. All he's saying is, come a little closer. That's good. That's good. Now, come a little closer. That's good. Come on. Come a little closer. Because you see, God has already come close to us, right? When he came in Jesus. And when Jesus came close, he didn't pick and choose. He came close to the broken, to the messy like us, to the strugglers, to those in need. And what did he say? Come follow me. Come close to me. It's time to get in the boat and go fishing. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you start by calling and saying, follow me. Follow me. Come walk with me. Come be small images of who I am. Learn from me. And when we follow, Lord Jesus, that's when you sit us down and say, now come sit close. Come sit against my heart and hear my heartbeat. Sit against my life and see my life. And listen. Just listen. Be quiet. Don't speak. Listen. Can we, Lord, ask you to teach us to give up, to give it all up, to allow you to inconvenience us, to make it uncomfortable, so that we can follow you wherever you want to. And we want to say, Lord, we're going to give it a try. We're going to try it your way because we want to get a little closer. Thank you that you came close. In your precious name, Lord Jesus, we pray. Amen.